thank you. I am here with Derek Wilson. I got a little treat for you guys. He's going to help me commentate this game against
Good morning.
The T-Jex and the Tenalian Lynx. 5-12 here in favor of the Lynx. 2:43 left in the first quarter. Ball is going to be with the Port Allsworth, or the Tenalian Lynx, taking it out under their hoop. Inbound pass to Wardell. Long three-point shot. Now in
the that was a good one.
Giving him a 10-point lead now, 5-15.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Here we got the Port Allsworth Lynx. King Cove T-Jacks playing right now here. And
Braden into the paint. Ooh, nice pass down to Elia. He was just too far under the hoop, so...
Matt,
rebound
defense,
by the... Yeah, rebound
the
by the Lynx.
The defense is unbelievable.
Fowler over to Pasha. Long pass over.
Oh.
Tries to get it off to Jackson Davis. Single out-of-bounds last touch by the T-Jacks, looks like.
And the Port Allsworth is sporting the white, blue, and the... great trim. And the T-Jacks are, open down here.
Pasha Allsworth makes a long three, gives him the paint. Nice little jump shot.
No good.
That's good. Fowler with the rebound. Tries to put it up, kicked out. Ooh, Varane with a long three-point shot. Again, no good.
Stirring around.
Ball's being tipped around. They go out of bounds.
And the T-Jacks are sporting the black and gold lettering with the white trim.
One of our eighth graders, Tommy Cash, coming in for our senior here.
Going right from the bottom.
Brian Eichley bringing it past the half court. Over to Tommy. Tommy the Jager. Swings it back to the top. Over to Zach.
It's going to be passed to
Fowler. He'll bring it past the half court for the continuing link.
Everybody's playing good basketball today. They're keeping the house to themselves. Not throwing
the ball. Good. We needed a point.
There we go.
Just about a minute 20 left. And that is Varane. Over to Allsworth. It'll go to Jake Sean. Braden. Sorry.
Looks the same, though.
Yeah. A little miscommunication by these boys that go to Port Allsworth and go out of bounds. Let's pitch by the T-Jacks.
Score is King Cove 7, Port Allsworth 15.
And we have Fowler in for Fowler, so when you hear Fowler, I'm referring to Caden now. Davis with the ball. Port Allsworth looking for somebody. He'll dribble in, try to dribble in. They're going to call a kick. It's just kind of dribbled on somebody's leg. But still a kick, I guess.
Now, is it a kick even if you don't move your foot forward?
Oh, gosh. That's my mom. Mom, I know you guys are listening. I don't have time for a phone call. Anyway.
We got 50 seconds in the clock here.
Oh, long pass over to Davis. Davis tries to get it in.
Oh, King Cove got him.
Going to call travel.
King Cove pressured him. Could not penetrate to get into the basket, and they started traveling, and that was that. 41 seconds in the clock, and Cove taking it in. Brian's going down, looking at Zach. Gives it back to Zach.
Over to Braden. Braden looking for an open man. It's been a tough man defense.
Man, it is hard.
Over to Tommy
there.
Cash.
Tommy
three.
Cash.
Oh, no good. Varane will pull it down. 23 seconds left. Over to Allsworth. Allsworth taking it in, puts up a shot, in and out.
But he gets
his own
rebound. It goes
now
in.
Back. 10-point lead again for Port Allsworth.
Man, he is a tall kid.
He's a big kid.
He's
he should be doing that every time.
Yeah.
Eight seconds left.
Oh, Brittany, he almost
Braden.
Loses it. Oh.
There you go. Fowler with that ball. They'll get it
Davis.
To Davis.
No good.
Picked up a layup last second. That was no good.
And that is your first quarter, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
score
we
is
took some stats.
Is I know. Well, we're just getting in the zone here.
Yeah, it's slow morning.
I have slow morning. The score is King Cove 7 and the Port Allsworth Lynx 17.
I didn't see Riley Gage out yet.
I didn't.
He rolled his ankle last night.
Oh, goodness. Well, that isn't good. Hopefully he's getting better here.
I saw him walking around. Maybe he's warming it up. He does make a difference having him off the court.
Yes, definitely.
But we'll see. Well, of course, we want him to heal. So you have to sit out this game. You just
sometimes,
have to sit out.
Yes. I totally agree. Boy, oh boy, Amy, it is a cold one this morning,
it is
though.
Cold. Ran out of fuel last night.
Oh,
super
no.
Cold.
Oh, no. Yeah, well, I know how it is. We just got some fuel earlier this week, too. And it was right in the perfect snowfall, the timing was. So
yeah,
I got
no good
and I looked like a snowman when I came back in.
It's cold.
Yeah. All right.
Link's waiting for the T-Jex.
They are waiting for the T-Jex. They got something going on there. They have some kind of...
They're brewing something over there.
Mm-hmm.
Plans of brewing.
Oh, yeah. Pete's actually getting on the court. He looks like they're in the
zone.
Yeah,
we have Brian, Zachary, Elia, Brayden, and Jager in for the T-Jax.
They are in the zone.
We have Varan passed over to, get it over to, back to Varan. Davis brings it over to Fowler. Fowler trying to get past his defense, so get it to Allsworth. Allsworth running the baseline, puts it up.
Oh,
that one's good. Okay.
All right. Got Brian taking it in. He's going down looking for everybody. They're setting up shop here. Looks like they're going to run a play.
Running the paint.
I'll pass to Elia.
Elia tries to drive.
Pass it back to Brian. Or
to Jager.
Oh, Jager Shanglis.
Yeah.
Oh, back to Brian.
Long pass over to Zach. It's trapped.
Oh, back out to Brayden. Oh, he loses the ball.
Stuck in the corner there. That's not a good spot. Pick up your dribble.
Man, you know what I tell you, but... It's hard to, when they're defending that good, it's hard to do anything with that.
Oh,
he passed almost. He's
over
back to Brayden. He's going down with it. He got one defender. It is good.
Yeah, that pass over to Davis to go out of his hands and almost out of bounds. He attempted to save it. Went to Brayden. Good for 2 points.
Score is King Cove 9, Port Allsworth 19. Port Allsworth with the ball.
We have Davis with the ball trying to get past some boys. He can't. And the Fowler driving through and they'll give it to Varan.
Wow, look at that flag.
All by himself under there. No
their
good.
Inside game is
yeah,
tremendous.
That was Pasha Allsworth with the rebound. Put back, good for 2 points. 9-21. Still in favor of Port Allsworth. Let's see what these boys have
Brian
in store.
Brian taking it down, past Zach. Oh, back to Brian in the inside, back out to Zach on the outside.
Trying to get a
back
shot
back to Brian again. They're trying
the
over here. They can't have to run up anywhere else to go. They are covered by White.
Brayden.
I tell you what. Oh, back in.
Tried to force it into
and
Brian. It's turnover. Varan
got
with
the ball going down fast.
Oh,
he's going down
all
fast.
The way.
Oh, got the foul. Got no good.
He'll end up hitting the deck, but he'll draw the foul with that.
6 minutes, 12 seconds left
God,
to go.
I was hoping
in
for
the
a good,
second
nice,
quarter.
Close game.
Yeah, yesterday's
ahead.
Game
that was fun.
Amazing.
Fun one, that close.
Yeah, it's always fun one.
Yeah.
Close.
But, well, you know, yeah, that's the point.
It's
right.
Better than having no games at all.
Yeah.
You know, something to watch and entertain you.
We have Taft coming in for
Saturday morning.
Yeah, what else do we have to do?
Exactly. Football's
right
over.
Price
no.
Is
not on.
Might as well watch a game.
You know, you might as well.
So he didn't make any of those shots. We had Jacob Schramm coming down with it for the T-Jack.
Nice, going down really fast.
Yeah.
Looking for a guy.
Oh, Ilya
in the inside.
He puts it up.
And
off
it is
glass
good.
Out. Good. 10-point lead, 11-22 or 21. Oh, almost a turnover by the Link.
I couldn't tell who was.
Blocked 2-2.
Oh, 2-2. So that would be Zach.
Yeah. Trying to trip somebody from Joe's gesture.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, we might have to go back to the cameras here and take another look here.
Memphis Mack coming in.
Oh, Brian.
Yeah. Brian have a little rest. Oh, and they're shooting 1-1 now. We have 7 fouls.
7 fouls. Well, you know, they add up fast when you're playing this hard.
And his first shot is Wardell.
Rebound by Zach.
Rebound by the T-Jack. Zach raising a pass.
He's looking
court.
Around. Got Brayden.
Brayden.
Brayden, he looks like he's going to be White 2-2 push.
Daniel Wardell. Boys just really playing defense. It's not that bad, but it is a violation to do that. So
yes.
Brayden
got it in.
Long pass over to.
And he takes
a
shot, and it is no good. Rebound by Elias. Trying to go jump ball.
Tries to put it back up. That was Ivan Fowler with a hand on top.
It is T-Jack's ball. Score is 11
They looked
King
like
Cove,
they were
Fort
that
Oldsburg,
was 21. On purpose. They went to get it to Zach over there for three of us.
It might have been one of their plays.
Let's watch the middle guy. Watch Memphis.
Secret player, you know. Oh, he's going up, and it is. Oh,
good.
Rebound.
Braden.
King Cove.
Gets in
up
the paint.
Goes, tried to pass it, but he didn't read the pass.
Down. We have passes.
And you know what? Everybody's doing such a good job running the ball down and not drawing the foul.
In the Fowler. Fowler out to Taft. Taft with a long pass. Yeah. Varane with the ball at the top of the 3-point.
King Cove is defending that area. They ain't letting that ball in. Oh,
into Isaac Fowler. He gets in the paint, puts it up.
It is good. Wow, they know.
We're playing a little sloppy, but.
They know how to get that ball in.
So fast. Let's see what Zach can do as he brings it past the half court. Ooh, and he got the lane.
Oh,
he drives.
And it is
good.
It is
good. We had Caden Fowler looking for the offensive foul.
Was not drawn.
No, that's okay.
And that's good. That's what we want. Good, clean fun right there.
Yeah. Caden Fowler with the ball for Fort Aldworth.
Oh.
Over to Varane.
Okay, going to play now.
Isaac
doing the same play.
Stolen away from him by Zach.
Oh, Brayden coming down with it. And
Yeah, we saw that, though.
It's okay.
Number, what was that, 51 down there?
Yeah, he was standing there, yeah.
But we saw Brayden's arm go out. That was a little bit.
Something we don't like to see in basketball,
yeah.
But it does happen.
Both boys looking for fouls, and Port Aldworth got it.
We got 3 minutes and 55 seconds left in the clock in the second quarter.
Tommy Cash for Zach. All right. Varane over to Fowler. Fowler to Taft. Long pass back to Varane for three.
Shot.
No good. Short.
Back off.
Isaac Fowler there for the rebound and put back.
Put it back in.
25-13.
Brayden got the ball. He's heading down now.
Down in the
paint. All the way in. All right. It is good. It is good. They're still not gaining, but they aren't pulling away with any lead.
Consistent 10-point deficit for the T-Jacks.
Mm-hmm. They might be able to.
Tap to keep the ball for Port Oliver. Big shot. Gets it over to Wardell. Runs the baseline. Gets it into, they'll pass it back to Taft for three.
Oh. And the three is good.
That one is good.
The score is King Cove 15, and the Port Aldworth Lynx 28.
Yes.
3 minutes left in the clock.
Braden, tries to get
it is
off
turned back
to Isaac Fowler.
He's going down very quickly, and there he lays it in.
30-15 now. Let's see.
Braden got the ball. Looks at the clock. Look at his T-Jacks here, saying he can get some help.
Oh, gosh. I hate when these boys fall down.
I know.
It scares me.
I know it.
Oh, you live.
If I fell down like that, I'd be stretchered out.
A crack.
Yeah. Oh,
something would crack.
Something would crack.
Yeah.
Something would definitely crack.
These kids just bounce back up.
They bounce back up and they're not even hurt.
I don't even get out of bed that
much. No, not anymore. You're not joking. All right. We got Port Aldworth going to be throwing the ball in.
Pass to Varane. Varane to Davis back in. Get back to Varane.
Nice. Inside.
Yeah,
he
reversed
the reverse layup
by Isaac Fowler running the baseline.
Showing good talent here this morning.
And Braden. He's got a bunch of little guys in. Not little guys, but not the usual starting five, so he's just trying to tell him where to be. That turnover, though. Fowler. Isaac Fowler again.
Another 2 points for him. I wish I had a pen to...
I know he's got four right now. Those last two shots.
Hey, you know what's more than I have?
He's got at least four out of those 34 points.
Wow. Wow-wee.
You know, it's funny that he's the one that is the crashes the boards and cuts in, because he's not the biggest on the team.
No.
Yeah.
No, but he does.
But he's always there.
He's always there. Consistent.
Yeah.
Well, if you're just joining us here, we've got the King Cove T-Jacks playing the Port Aldworth Lynx. And the score is King Cove 15, Fort Allsworth 34. We got 2 minutes, 1 second in the second quarter here. And
yeah, if you look at the scoreboard, though, look at how many fouls we have.
Wow. They add up quick.
Ten.
They add up quick.
10 team fouls for RT Jacks.
Well, you know what? At least everybody's playing like a team and trying their best. I'm sure it's probably a little frustrating from last night's victory to now. They're probably, you know.
But we have Zach stretching out. We have Riley Gates.
Yep.
Still not.
Yep.
Still got a sweater on.
Yep. He's not even look like he's warm.
I don't even. Oh, yeah. Those are TJ short pants. So maybe
yeah.
See what happens.
Yeah. Anything's possible in the second half. All right. TJ's taking it down here now. Tommy up the top of the key. Pass to Tommy.
Tommy gonna dribble
at
the top, swing it over to
Memphis. Pass the trigger, Sean. Not good dribble. There he's doing a little bit of dribble now.
Nice.
That's good. There you go. Good crossover. Pass back to Braden. Braden looks.
Oh,
dribbling it. And he takes a shot.
Long
it is no good.
No good.
Uh oh. Pass that to Elias.
Jager. Jager wants to go shoot and pass. Wasn't quite
Jager
sure.
Jager with the travel.
Yeah,
we're all ball here now. Pass it into number two.
Baran. Colson Baran. Jackson Davis.
Still on the outside of the key.
He's trying to get in the paint.
Can't get in the paint, though. He's looking around for people.
There's Fowler. Oh, they're going to travel on him. Just took off too soon.
T-Jack ball. T-Jack's basketball here. And get ready to Sony throws it into
Braden.
To Braden.
Big brother Braden.
Oh, Tommy Cash. Got his open.
Ooh, nice.
He got the good
to
pass.
Braden cutting
back
in.
To Braden.
Oh, he missed a shot.
And
now
it is good.
Good.
It is good. Score now 17.
He really tried on that one.
34. Fort Allsworth is in the lead.
Baran to Fowler. Fowler back to Baran.
They got 55 seconds left. Oh.
Nice defense by Memphis Mack. It'll go off his hands and out of bounds. Possession will stay with the Lynx. On their side there, inbound pass to Baran. Baran back to Fowler.
Very fast basketball.
See, there he is.
There he is again.
Around the baseline, up and good for two.
36 Lynx. T-Jack 17, 40 seconds left on the old clock there.
Braden to Jager. Tries to get it into his brother, cutting in. Didn't work. Brings it back to the top.
Looking for help. He can't. He doesn't have anywhere to anybody he can pass to right now.
Look at
there is white on white.
Yep. Oh,
hardly any black, seems like.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, some tough defense being played by...
This is very tough. There is a lot of white.
He caused the turnover, and then boys were just on top of each other. Ball's rolling around. They're going to call a foul on number 21.
Everybody wants that ball.
Yep.
They just go over that. After that ball, I tell you what.
T-Jack
I tell you
the
what.
Ball. They'll get it over to Elia.
Elia got no look past the break. Oh. It is T-Jack ball. It was out of bounds.
Yeah.
By Fort Allsworth there.
Boy, scrambling to get to that hoop.
So we have 18 seconds left on the clock. Second quarter. They're getting ready for their halftime break there, must be.
Okay, inbound pass to Jager.
Oh, has it yet.
And that Fowler is going to come out with it. Get that
again,
out to Baran,
and it is good for another 2 points for the Lynx.
17. Time's going to run out.
6-5. And they're bringing
Braden's
it down. He's looking. What
beater.
Is he going to do? Is he going to do another buzzer beater? He's going to shoot. And it is
no
good. So now the ending for the first half, King Cove 17. And the Port Allsworth Lynx 38.
Yep. Boys going to the locker room, hoping they work out some kinks.
We have a pretty good,
back,
pretty good turnout this morning.
For a morning game,
for a morning,
yeah.
It must be a nice weather helping everybody out.
Yeah, can't really sleep with the sun shining.
No, I couldn't anyway.
No.
First look outside, I was like, oh, I got to go outside and do something.
Yeah, but it was cold. I went back to bed.
Oh, you're not joking.
I went back to bed.
Coldness. Wow. Weird. Yeah.
Okay, Virgil, we'll give it to you for some underwriting. We'll get back to you in about 10 minutes.
All right, I'll put the timer on the clock, let you all catch your breath, get a drink of water. And we are at halftime with the King Cove T-Jacks facing off against the Port Allsworth Lynx, Tenelian Lynx. I think the town's got two names, or so I've heard. Moving on, if you missed the rookies, it will be up at AP Radio in just a moment. The final score for the rookies and the Lady Lynx live from Port Allsworth. We had that just before this game. 77 with the rookies, 51 with the Lynx. Miss E. Mack, 40 points in this last game, keeping her streak running fast. Right here, ESPN Jock Jam Mega Mix.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Eastern Aleutian Tribes wants you to know that if you're in need of support for drug and alcohol abuse, there's help available to you right in your own community. From medically assisted substance abuse counseling to support for friends and family members, there is help for you available in a number of different clinics across the Aleutians East Borough. So if you're looking to make a change in your life, make an appointment at your local clinic today. This message and program is brought to you by Eastern Aleutian Tribes in the Aleutians East Borough.
Okay, a little bit of cliche, but the ESPN Jock Jam seemed appropriate. Moving on, we're going to have a new one by Lil Duval featuring Snoop Dogg with a song called Smile, in parentheses, Living My Best Life. We've got a couple minutes at halftime here. Thank you for listening to our underwriters get their word of thanks in. In the meantime, here is Lil Duval with Smile.
We gonna start this thing all right. Duval in the Manila again. Come on, come on. Do it, baby, take it, baby. Do it, baby, take it, baby. Do it, baby, take it, baby. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you now. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you now. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you now. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you now.
You got a lot to be smiling for.
Smile, smile, come on.
So what the f*** you be wildin' for? Get my grin on. I'm smiling, bitch, cause I always get my win on. I've been on so many different stages. Graced the cover of 100 magazine pages. Made people smile everywhere that I went. I even put it on the first black president. It's evident I'm hot as a crock pot. With a big ass smile like Mr. Hotspot. You got a lot to be smiling for. So what the f*** you be wildin' for? If you're breathing, you achieving. We having fun this evening, believe it.
I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you now. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you now. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you now. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you now.
Put your middle fingers up in the air and show a hater you don't even much care. We finna get another bag this year. My ex, you can have that there. Hey, this year, bad vibes get cut off. More trips, new chicks with no draws. More drinks, more smoking, more cars. More shows with Duval and Snoop Dogg. Look, I ain't tryna throw no shade, cause I can't see them in my lane. As long as my rent getting paid, I can care less with a few things, huh? You in the club every night with no job. Eating good off your food stamp card. You made a killing last year off fraud. If you know you ain't going to work no more.
I'm living my best life.
To be smiling for. So what the f*** you be wildin' for? If you're breathing, you achieving. We having fun this evening, believe it.
GCI is working on a project to replace slower, satellite-based internet service along the Alaska Peninsula and the Aleutian Chain with a subsea fiber-based service. To support the project, GCI is applying for a federal grant. Community members from the Alaska Peninsula and Aleutian Chain, who believe that fiber service is important to improving connectivity, have the opportunity to get involved. More information is available at www.gci.com/Aleutian Fiber Project.
All right, just giving them a heads up. We're going to go live to courtside in King Cove, Alaska. Ms. Amy Mack at the helm. Here you go, Amy.
Thank you. I'm here with Derek Wilson, and they're just starting the second half here. Possession is going to be with the Canadian Lynx.
We got the score. The score is King Cove 17, Port Ellsworth 38. Port Ellsworth with the ball now.
Davis with the ball. Gets it into Ellsworth. Ellsworth. Ooh, gets it to Varan Cutton. They'll give it to Fowler. Isaac Fowler. That one's up and good. 40-17.
And I'm going to keep stats so we can tell you guys what the
Jager
points are for the boys.
Brian over to Braden. Braden for three. Oh, not
good. No good, and they didn't get the rebound.
Varan did. Well, Allsworth did pass it out to Varan. Brenda Davis back to Allsworth. He fakes the shot. Puts up a two-point shot.
Good.
No good.
I'll try to shoot again. Oh.
Oh.
All right.
Varan's shot's going to be blocked into the hands of Allsworth. He puts it up. Good for 2 points.
Braden with the ball now going down. Looking like he's waiting for everybody to get set up before he goes over the half-court line.
Ooh,
up, he starts to drive, and he goes and shoots, and
no
he
good.
Misses.
And Fowler's going to come out with that rebound.
It's almost thrown away from him.
Let's
see whose ball it is. It is King Cole's ball after that.
Yeah, a little mishap there. Out of bounds.
Lose control of the ball. It went out of balance. Ejaxer.
Tommy Cash. Down pass. Gets it to Brian.
Brian. Oh, goodness. Look at that, huh? He's going to set up the play, looks like.
Ooh,
pass up.
Oh, Tommy just tipped off too fast.
Number two.
And go straight out of Tommy's hands.
Varan.
Yeah.
Ejaxer sets up their defense.
Gets it to Varan. Varan to Davis, he'll cut around, get to the corner, get into Fowler.
Find a way to get in the inside.
Fowler will get it to
Jaeger.
Braden. Yeah, no,
okay.
You're right, Braden.
Oh,
puts up shot, no good.
Did not go in.
Varan with the ball now for Port Allsworth. Into Fowler, back out to Davis.
Oh, and
ooh,
it is
blocked.
Not in his
shot.
House, Ryan.
Oh,
it's blocked again by Ilya.
Fowler was
wow,
down,
amazing
tackle.
Defense, and they able
get
to get the
rebound.
Get the
good
foot
defense,
down.
Two blocks for our
six
boys,
minutes.
But
enough to go on the in the third quarter.
Braden bringing it down slowly. Still, the boys
Wing
playing a wide 24. Offense. Screen by Brian. He's just gonna miss dribble there. Turnover. 17:44. We have Varan bringing it down for the Lynx. Over to Fowler. He's a bet going to drive, and he does.
And it did not go in.
No,
King
good.
Cole. Oh,
long pass
the,
down.
Oh, Brady. Sean got this ball right now.
Yes. Over to Tommy by himself.
Shoot.
No good.
No good.
Task going to come out with it. Boy's playing pretty fast here.
Pretty fast, but pretty hard. I tell you what, this defense and offense they're playing is...
They'll get it over to Davis. Davis driving. Oh, no, get it out to Fowler back. The three-point line.
They're trying to look for the...
To Varan.
Into the paint area for them to...
Oh, it's bigger. Braden.
Braden, yep. Having those two boys in at the same time. Oh,
Brian.
There goes Brian.
Pass down to Brian in the paint under there.
That is a good basket.
They needed a
19-44, Port Allsworth scores. Still ahead here.
Varan to Fowler. Fowler...
Got a push by
Brian, looks like Brian.
Uh-oh.
I don't know how many teams, I mean, individual fouls. Four on. Wait. Oh, he got fouled out.
He's
subbing
four.
Him out. Four. Okay.
He has four. He has one more to go.
Still no good. Varan with
shoot,
a three-point shot.
Good.
Down pass for him at the three-point line. Puts it right up, and that's good.
The 19. Port Allsworth. In the lead still. Raiden's got the ball. He's taking it down. Looking for an open guy here. He's just trying to start driving. He's doing
go all the way. Nice
up
pass. Dumps it off the last second.
Did not
Ilya
get
puts it.
It
up. No good. The glass is your friend.
Is
that little square. You got to hit it.
Link got the ball. And Grant got the basketball right now.
Over Davis. Up to Taft, up to
they
top.
Are trying to get in into that number
swing
12.
It. Yeah. Back to Taft. Guy's swinging it around the perimeter. Into Allsworth.
Oh, a whole
Allsworth.
Bunch of black. Oh, they draw the
3 second
violation.
On Isaac Fowler.
As King Cole falls, Jaeger Sound's going to be zoned in to Braden.
Braden trying to tell him.
Braden there.
Guy's where to be. Bring it past the half court.
The,
Ooh, nice pass over Tommy. Tommy for three.
Oh,
no good.
Good.
And
man, that was a good shot.
Fowler with the rebound. Last second jump off. They'll get it to Varan.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Still a white ball.
Nice
T-Jacks aren't letting anything in this
Yeah, they're not going to go out trying here.
No, they're
Varan
trying their hearts out.
Into Allsworth. Allsworth tries to get it to Fowler under the
hoop. Out of
pass it just a little high.
It's going to be T-Jack's ball here now. Memphis kicking it into Braden. Braden looking around for an open guy.
Slowly bringing the pass off court.
Don't know if he's going to be doing a twisty move.
It's Memphis. Ooh, they'll get it into Braden and it's going away.
Oh, Fort Alford. Oh, and he doesn't get a
pass. Coming down
pass.
Finally
got a handle on it.
Ooh.
Tied the draw. He drawed the foul, but the shot was no good.
That was on Jager Sean.
King Cove, T-Jack score is 19. Fort Alford ranks is 47. We've got 3:35 left in the third quarter. Here we got Kemp on the line. And it is no good. And now he's shaking it off. He's
giving some high fives. Good
smiles on their faces. Yeah,
boys are having fun.
They're having a lot of fun. Second shot is a good one. Score is 48. Lynx and T-Jax 19.
Braden again bringing it down to the T-Jax. Get it to Tommy.
Tommy.
Tommy
John.
It's Jager.
Trying to look for an open guy. No one's open. They're getting heavily defended.
It's going away by Davis.
Goes
Davis
in for an easy layup.
Yeah,
and
he was
good.
Down there by himself.
Now the score is 50-19. Lynx in the lead. Oh, right. You probably heard that.
Yeah.
From my microphone here. That was a loud one.
That was on block 4-0. They got a charge. That was a charge.
That was a charge.
Nice. Yeah, that was Jackson Davis who went down hard. Rubbing his little elbow, poor guy.
I mean, that's just so, can't believe he bounced back from that.
Yeah,
I
know. There he goes into the paint. Gets it off to Oliver.
Looking for an open guy. Right to Braden's hand.
Braden.
Going to behind his back and another. Oh, and they call it travel on him that time. No foul.
The little boys
got to
stop being so brave.
And
I worry about
them. They are not holding back in this third quarter.
No, I hope it doesn't turn into just foul after foul.
Yeah, we don't want another repeat of the first half because...
Well, they're just getting so physical right now.
They are, and then, you know, both teams are trying their best.
Yeah,
and
the Lynx are feeling mile high right now. Boys are getting aggravated.
They're aggravated, and a couple of their people aren't their normal players, and they're finally getting a little playing time.
Yeah, no, it's good for them.
Good for them, yes. Yeah. And it's a learning curve for everybody, you know, first starting out and learning.
Yeah.
I know I was really, really good when I was manager, when I was for the T-Jack.
You used to get some water pretty fast,
I used to get water the fastest. You know what? I got really, really good at doing layups when I'm doing warm-ups. I was really good at that. So. Yeah, the score is 50, the Lynx. And the T-Jack, 19, 2:49 left in the third quarter. And looks like we're going to have the Lynx ball now. And there's Sudan.
Right,
the basketball
bring
here.
It past the half court. Over to Fowler. Fowler to Wardell.
And
try to get it
right
to
Helios.
There we go.
Braden.
Braden coming down. Please don't.
Nope. Lots of steps, but you know what? That was a good shot.
Yeah,
that was a good shot.
Those were two extra big steps.
And you know what? I'm seeing this a lot more and more nowadays. They're letting that stuff slide. Even in the NBA, if I'm not mistaken.
Almost a steal by Jager Sean. They'll go to Fowler.
Oh,
Fowler gets it to
Davis. Boy, those guys are really lighting their
Davis to Varane.
Back in, and it is no good.
Over back.
So we have the Lynx.
22 over the back.
Foul.
The foul on Daniel Wardell.
Wardell, yep. Ejack ball, Jager Sean passing to his brother Braden there. And communication, seeing what their next plan of action
John,
here for this play. Yeah.
Where to go?
T-Jack are looking not good.
Stolen by Wardell. Not Wardell, that was Jackson Davis.
Davis, yeah.
That was a good shot.
Good easy layup. Score.
Nice man-to-man defense being played by Port Aldworth.
And the Lynx, 52. 1:48 left in third quarter.
Jake, Braden. Nice drive.
Pass it
to Tommy.
Tommy shoots it this time. Pass it back to...
They try to get it to... Elias.
It is black ball. I keep getting confused if I should say Tenell, you know, or if I should say Port Aldworth.
Well, their school is the Tenellian school in Port Aldworth.
Oh, okay, I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
So, up
Oh, stolen away by Port Aldwych. Long pass down. Got Fowler to Fowler. That's no good. Rebound by Boran. Puts it back up. 21-54, 1:20 left in the third quarter. A long third quarter.
It is a long third quarter. Yeah. Must have been all those...
stolen away again.
D-Jacks have a very difficult time on offense.
They're trying to force it in.
Yeah, they're trying to force it in. They're not really making plays.
It's half with the ball. It's to Varane.
And the links on the
field. Driving the paint.
As well as offensive.
There you go. Memphis with the steal. Long pass down to Braden. Braden's going to go.
In for it. Oh, not a couple steps, but it's a good shot.
Yeah.
And that was 23, King Cove now, is the score.
Yeah.
And 54 for the link.
Davis trying to get it in. Oh, get it to Memphis again.
Memphis got the
good
ball.
Good job. Long pass
down to Braden. Braden got the foul.
Yeah.
Charles got taken care of.
Good man. Our refs always dependable. Joe and Charles have been
doing it for
years.
Yep,
yeah.
They do a good job refing.
Yeah.
I think Joe's been doing it so long. I'm almost sitting out of high school 20 years, and I think he was refing that then, too.
Grant used to ref all around high school, But Jager,
Sean.
Sure, too. Oh, no good.
Not good.
Fowler with the rebound.
Heavily beat.
Stolen away. Fowler.
They still got Fowler. They still have the ball.
Varane.
Oh, going down.
Takes and pass. Goes up. No good.
T-Jack. Port Aldwych got it. For the inside.
No good.
And that's in. And it's good.
Yeah, that was Isaac Fowler with
a lot of action underneath that boot.
10 seconds left. Let's see what these boys, if they can get something off. Nice screen by Elias.
Trying to find the open person. He can't get it in. And he tries. There.
So close.
The score is 23 for King Cove. Port Aldwych 56.
One more quarter.
Out of time for the third quarter. Oh, boogity boogity. I tell you what, I tried to take stats, but I got lost in the game. And I didn't even write anything down past the after the first 30 seconds there.
So give us a breakdown of it. Third quarter stats.
I tell you
For sure. We know for sure. And one of those baskets.
Yeah. Fowler's been doing good. Double zeros underneath that hoop, doing a really good job getting the ball when he can find himself open and putting it in the basket. He's doing a good job there. Pasha, he's doing good whenever he can get the ball, but he's heavily guarded all the time.
Boys both playing it man-to-man deep and pretty tight.
And those Fowler boys, they're playing as a good team.
Yeah, we got Caden and Isaac with us.
And then,
That's all we wrote down.
still don't see Riley.
Yeah.
Out of his sweatshirt.
Well, that's okay. You guys get ready because he's going to be good and rested. All right, that buzzer brings us to the beginning of the fourth quarter.
Now, if you're just joining us, we've got King Cove T-Jacks here, boys, playing the Port Aldwych Lynx boys here in King Cove. Fourth quarter.
All right.
Just tipping it in. Tommy Cash brings it to Brian. It's Brian up top here. Pass to Braden. Braden's tossing.
Trying to get past the defense.
Could not get up the college.
No.
Kick of Port Aldwych. It is King Cove ball again.
See if we can make something happen this time. Inbound pass, but Tommy is going to go to... trying to get to Brian.
He's going to
go right to Fowler.
One of his teammates.
Fowler to Isaac Fowler. He drives. Gets it off to Taft for three. No good.
Rebound by
Braden.
He's driving it right downtown. He's driving it right. And he couldn't get it.
Tommy Tommy. They'll get it to Jager. Uh-oh. We have a boy limping over there.
A lot of action going underneath there.
Brian to Elia.
No good. Got the foul.
We got something wrong with Jager Sean. Oh, Riley itching to get in. He's trying to take off his sweater.
Oh, he's going nuts. He's smiling. He's smiling. We got Elia.
He's happy. He's monkeys now.
Braden, Riley is smiling,
Braden,
looking at the scoreboard keeper people there to signify he wants to go into the ballgame. We've got Ely on the line for two right now. First shot goes up. It is good.
24-56. We're going to have Braden go out, but he is limping off. Something looks like he hurt his back or something.
Braden, something is hurting.
But we have Riley going in.
He's going to put ice pack on it. Got here, and it is no good.
Fowler is going to pull it down, get it to, they'll pass it all the way down to Caden Fowler, get it back to Varan. Varan for three.
And it is a good shot.
We didn't need that.
59, Port Allsworth, 24, T-Jack, 7 minutes, 12 seconds left.
And Riley will bring it down for the T-Jack.
Wow, here comes Riley. He's cold right now. We'll see what he can do here.
Gets
it seems
to
like
Brian.
He's been studying.
Ooh,
his
for three. Oh,
no
good. Allsworth with the rebound. Pasha Allsworth.
Oh,
and it's
Jagerson almost tried to
steal,
but couldn't get it all the way.
Recover. Gets it out to Allsworth. Allsworth to Davis.
Man,
into Fowler.
Port Allsworth forward playing.
And we have Varan for three. That was
3 points. They've really improved since yesterday when I seen them.
And they came so far in the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, the ball, going to run the baseline, put it up, dish it off to Elia.
And it is no good. He could not get his rebound. Allsworth got the rebound. He passed it to
Varan. Varan. Gets it to their other scene.
He could not get it in.
T-Jack with the rebound
Brian
going to take it down.
He's pushing the ball hard as he could, and he
goodness.
Goes in for the shot, and it's no good.
Caden Fowler, he's probably bigger than me, but I say little because he's, compared to Brian, he's smaller.
Yeah.
Tries to get the offensive foul, going to foul on him. That'll put...
Now number three for King Cole.
That's Brian.
Yeah, Brian. I agree. He's
on the line for 2 points. Well, hopefully,
and the
first shot's good.
You got one more shot to go. The ref is making sure everybody's ready on set before we give him the ball. Brian got the ball now. He's dribbling, looks up at the hoop, shoots, and it is good. Another swisher.
Yep,
for
27
Brian.
Should be, right?
I'm afraid so. Yes.
27-62. Fowler trying to get his way in. He'll get it off to Varan. Varan to Isaac Fowler.
He could not do
back
anything with the ball. He had to pass it. Goodness. Wow, these kids are moving.
I know.
Fast
I was.
This morning.
Yeah, that was a foul. Oh, I believe that's Brian's fifth foul.
Ooh.
Brian's going to have to take a seat. Number five, yeah.
Looks like Memphis is going to be going in.
Yeah.
For Brian. Oh, yeah, he fouled out. He's Brian's giving everybody.
Handshake, good sportsmanship.
And we got going to be taking it in. Just looks trying to find a guy, and then double zero goes in for the layup, and it is good.
Isaac Fowler
got Riley taking it in.
26. I lied. It wasn't going to turn 27. 26-64.
I thought it was 27, but I thought it was going. Oh well, got
Memphis.
It gives Tommy back to Riley. Riley's trying to figure out how in the world he's going to get that ball in to somebody there so he can get a good shot off. Do another foul. A white 1-2 that is.
Pasha. What's that called? Pashka? Pasha.
Pasha Allsworth, yeah. And, he has one foul.
Yep. I can't see. Tommy
got the...
Getting it to Elia.
Back to Tommy. Back outside to Riley. He's looking around.
It's
back
to Tommy.
Tommy's trying to figure out what's...
Jagger.
Shoot.
Nice fake. Oh, no good.
No good.
Memphis
got that
put back.
Good.
Nice job.
Scores 28-0. Port Allsworth Link 64. 4:45 left in the fourth quarter here. And it's got good
Fowler
right here right now. I tell you what, we're
Caden Fowler to Varan. around to see
them. Now they're waiting. Now they're taking their time. Must be running the clock down
or
something.
Yeah, it looks like they're playing an extra wide often.
Yeah. Not really worried if they get it under the key. Trying to make sure they look like they're playing basketball. And, almost threw it away.
But they didn't.
They're running
the clock, taking their time.
Doing no-look passes. They're getting pretty. They're taking some. Oh,
Verano got
this
time.
And he doesn't go in. Oh. Number 21 went up for the shot.
Jackson Davis tries to put it up. Draw a foul.
Davis goes to the line for two.
That's a foul on Memphis.
Okay. It is a swisher.
Nice shot.
65. Now it's
65 all around.
Keep pulling away, they do. He's linked.
We haven't seen him. I don't think so.
Did we see him last night? No, we didn't. There's a new addition to the who's been on the basketball court this time around.
Oh, he just hit the ball. Long pass over to Riley. Can he get the three-pointer?
Riley shoots for the three-pointer. It is no good. Healy tried to get the rebound. Doesn't recover.
Fowler to Brand. Brand gets it all the way.
And it is good.
That one is good.
Shot. Score 67-28. Listen to some good basketball here playing in King Cove. That's the T-Jacks playing.
Riley gets it past the half-court line.
Links. Riley trying to find a way in, trying to find somebody to pass to.
Just get it to Jagger.
There's so much white covering these guys.
An obvious foul. But that's going to bring number 20 in for the Lynx, Samuel Fowler.
He's
going to come in for Davis. We haven't seen him this trip, so that's exciting.
Maybe we'll get to watch him show some of his skills today.
Yeah, we'll see him shine.
Yeah. Everybody gets a chance. Okay, we got T-Jacks going to be getting the ball, taking the ball in. Jagger Shaw's looking for somebody. Gets it to Riley. Riley's looking.
Gets up to Memphis. Swings it around to
Thomas. Cash got the ball.
There's
for somebody over Jagger Shaw.
Jagger Shaw for three.
Shoot long.
Oh,
it is
good. They needed that. 31.
67.
Yep.
But also, Link still got it. They got the ball here now. Bring it down to court. He's looking.
Fowler.
0 there. He's back outside the key.
Isaac Fowler to Keaton Fowler.
And I'll tell you what they're doing. They're going to do it again. They're not really looking for the basket, but it happened.
All
it is good.
The baseline. They'll put up a shot.
69, Port Allsworth. 31, King Cove, Keejack. And they're struggling right now, but trying their best. They're not giving up.
Riley, long pass over to Jagger for three again.
Oh, no, good.
Mark, overthrown. And let's try to get it over to Samuel Fowler. Just a long pass and go out of bounds.
It's going to be King Cove ball.
We have 22 coming in for two. It's Wardell coming in for Colson Baran. And we have Riley bringing it down for the T-Jacks.
Got 2 minutes, 30 seconds left in fourth quarter. And I've got Riley with the ball. Oh,
over to Tommy. Tommy for three. Oh, and it looks good.
It is good.
Nice shot.
Eighth grader, one of our eighth graders. Tommy Cash, yeah.
Back-to-back threes by our eighth grader.
He's defending that ball good up on top of
Tommy.
Not letting any passes be easy.
Okay, he's going to take it to paint. Give it back out to Samuel.
Trying their best to just keep that
ball. And they're just running the
clock. Going into the basket.
Boys just staying way outside on the offense. Long pass over to Pasha. Oh. Pasha's going to drive.
And it is
no good.
Good.
He can get his own rebound.
Back
long pass
outside.
Out.
They're passing.
Good Samuel.
Outside pass.
Ooh,
nothing
almost
inside.
A steal by Jagger.
All pretty much. All the passes they're doing, they're making sure that they pass it. And they're outside of the three-point line.
Well, they're just running the clock.
Tremendous.
They don't need to score. And
ball throwing. Oh.
I know.
My arm would be dead if I had to pass it that many times across the court like that.
I couldn't even catch him, let alone pass him.
You could roll it.
We have Fowler with the ball for the Lynx. Oh, why doesn't he go away?
Yeah, no one's defending him.
Very slow.
Goodness. Well, the score now is 71. Lynx 34. T-Jacks, a minute 15 left in the fourth quarter. We got Riley taking it downtown. looking for somebody over.
Oh, get it to Tommy. Tommy for three again. Another one. In and out over the back, I bet, on number 15 south. Let's see. That could be a ref. You see that?
I seen that. You just need a striped shirt and a whistle, and you'll be having it.
Might as well give me a whistle. I yell, you know, all the time. Say, that's a foul.
Oh,
travel.
Yeah.
Well, they don't see this stuff. I do.
And they stop and listen because they know someone's hollering.
All right. Chiefs Jack with the ball. Tommy for three.
Tommy for number three. And
oh,
it is good.
That's Tommy. That's
his three-pointer of the game. 37. He's bringing the
just
team to
just under a minute.
And 71 for the Lynx. Oh, this is good basketball.
And they're
so
slow.
Look at them. They've shown their skills, and they're just running the clock down now, it seems like. Not trying to get the basket, but...
And they got a traveling
violation. King Cove.
Caden fouled with that travel.
Got Riley taking it down. Looks at the clock. It's a quick look. Just not giving up.
Something on the board here.
They're looking good.
Riley takes it all the way. That one's up
good. 39, King Cove. 71, Lynx.
25 seconds. I bet they'd shave off at least an easy 15.
Well, maybe they'll do some slam dunks or something. Looks like they're... Oh, they're still throwing it outside of the key.
Or outside of the
three-point line, rather.
Oh, Samuel.
And it was shot was no good, and he keeps it alive.
Oh, Riley with the ball. Just 4, 3, 2,
1.
And that's the game. 39-71 in favor of our visiting Fort Aldworth Canadian Lynx.
Boy, you know what? I tell you, Amy, these two tried their hearts out. And
It was fun.
And it was a fun game to watch all the way around.
Good weekend. They both got a win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everybody can go home happy either way. That's good. Virgil, you there again? 39-71 in favor of the Lynx. We'll go ahead and hand it off to you.